To understand Nigeria, you need to appreciate where it came from.
In 1900, Britain officially assumed responsibility for the administration of the whole of what we now know as Nigeria from the Niger Company. And then, gradually over the years, British protectorates were established throughout the territory. In 1914, the protectorates were amalgamated into one Nigeria.
It's Kelpie Vibes.
More music from legitniger.com.
They wanna tell you, tell you, tell you. Another story, story, story. Since 1960, then they play us. Why, oh? One corner shape you. Cause it be lied and they tell me since I was a baby you. All the time they go promise and fail you. They don't deal with the slim then they shade you. They wanna tell you, tell you, tell you. Another story, story, story. Since 1960.
Country with this, Charlie, I come. Sometimes after they move away, maybe a month, more or less, more yawa. Less people power, same shit, Ghana, Niger, Mantaya. Stuck in traffic at the heat delay. Big man get the motorcade, big Benz and the Escalade. Hustle just the Escalade, but March 6th we go celebrate. Every year be the same cock and boot. Propaganda, you they push, no they poop. In the pain, people tired for this matter. Every day for teeth, man, one day for myself. If you need fear, mean to me, Fimo. Oh, man, I say, ah, you need a Timo. Ashimi, 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 mean to me, Fimo.
They wanna tell you, tell you, tell you. Another story, story, story. Since 1960, then they play us, why, oh.
Actually, there's one additional detail that bears mentioning. In order to take over the territories from the Niger Company, the British government paid £865,000, a huge amount in 1900. So let's establish a simple truth. The British didn't travel halfway across the world just to spread democracy. Nigeria started off as a business deal for them, between a company and a government. Incidentally, the Niger Company is still around today, only it is known by a different name, Unilever. But that's another story.